Hello, everyone, and welcome to the RV Inspection and Care podcast and video. I'm Dwayne, and I'm a certified RV inspector, and today we're going to be talking about the best fifth wheel toy hauler brands and models that I can recommend for you. Why are toy haulers so popular nowadays? You know, you really see them almost everywhere, and their popularity is only growing. They're almost in every campground you go to. Well, if you had to sum up the advantages of a toy hauler RV, it all comes down really to one word, and that is versatility. That garage space back there can be used for so many things. And of course, when we're talking about toy haulers, the garage space is certainly available for toys, for grown-up toys like golf carts and motorcycles and off-road vehicles. It makes it so convenient for you to take them with you. You don't have to put them on a trailer outside in the weather or figure out some way to put them on the tow vehicle or something. They can be secured inside your RV, and that really is a good thing for a lot of people. But that garage space back there does not have to be limited to toy haulers. It's only limited by your imagination. Now, there's a couple things I see a lot of people use it for. Number one is office space. If you work while you're on the road and you need office space, well, that whole garage area is going to be available for you, and you get some privacy while you're working. Now, the other thing that it's often used for is as a bedroom, especially for kids, and families love to use it that way. But again, the space can be used for anything. Whatever you need, that's what it can be used for. So who builds the best quality toy haulers then? Well, there's a lot of toy hauler builders, but there's not a lot of quality builders, and especially ones that follow up after the sale with great customer service. So I'm going to cover three brands and models that I can recommend for you that you really should consider. And as I always like to do, I'm going to cover it by price range. The higher end, the mid-range, and the lower cost areas. Let's start on the higher end. And at the high end of the fifth wheel toy hauler segment of the industry is DRV. DRV makes some fabulous fifth wheel RVs, and they have won numerous awards from the industry and from consumers over the years for their product. They really design it from the ground up to be used by full-time RVers or by those who like to RV on an extended stay basis. So it's really made to be lived in, and that's how good the quality is. When you look at the DRV toy hauler, it's called the Full House. And here's the outstanding feature. You can get the Full House in three floor plans, and all three come in 46 feet of length. Wow! That is a long fifth wheel toy hauler. So that means you have got a lot of space in there, and that's what a lot of people want. Now, there are also four slides that come in those three floor plans. But now, the opposite side of all this greatness is the cost, because if you're going to get that kind of quality and that big of an RV, well, it's going to cost you. And if you buy a DRV full house, most likely you're going to spend over $200,000 for it. Now, it's very well worth that. But that means that there's a lot of folks that just aren't going to be able to afford that much. So let's move down into the mid-range price area. And we're going to suggest Grand Design for you. Now, Grand Design has been in business for a little over 10 years. And during that time, they have taken the RV industry by storm. I mean, they have won numerous industry awards over that period of time, even replacing some of the higher quality brands right there at the top. So they really have gotten a lot of attention for their quality. But I'll tell you what they really are known for, and that's their outstanding customer service. They want you to be happy with their product, so if you have an issue, you can get a hold of them and they will do their best to take care of it. Now, Grand Design builds a few different models of toy haulers, but I'm going to focus on the Momentum. The Momentum's outstanding feature is 10 floor plans. I mean, there's a lot of floor plans to choose from. You're probably going to find one in there at least that you like. And they come in a range of 39 to 43 feet and 3 to 5 slides. So they also provide you a lot of space as well. Now, they're definitely more affordable. We're talking about an MSRP that starts in the area of about $125,000. And of course, remember, you can discount from that MSRP to make your actual deal. All right, let's move down now further on the price range to the lower cost area. And we're going to suggest Keystone for you. Keystone has been making towable RVs for over 25 years. They dominated the fifth wheel market for many years until Grand Design came along. And now those two companies are duking it out, and that's a great thing for consumers. Now, they've won a lot of awards too for their better and higher end models. The good news for many RVers is, especially those on a budget, is that they have a product for almost any budget out there, and that's good. Now, the model that I'm going to recommend for you as a fifth wheel toy hauler is the Fusion Impact. And the Fusion Impact comes in 4 floor plans. It has a length range of 39 to 44 feet. They only provide 2 to 3 slides in those floor plans. And once again, that's to keep the cost down. So the really good news about the Keystone Fusion Impact is the cost. The MSRP starts from around $87,000. Well, that's a lot more affordable for more people. And of course, once again, you can discount from there to make your deal. Well, there's lots more toy haulers that I could recommend. I mean, I can't cover them all here on YouTube, but you can download my guidebook on toy haulers, and it will give you a complete listing of all of the brands and the models that I recommend by price range and rank them according to quality. So that can be very helpful for you if you're in the market for a fifth wheel toy hauler. But now let me say one more thing, and that is before you buy any new RV these days, including one from a manufacturer I recommend, be sure that you get it inspected. And a lot of people wonder why I recommend that on new RVs. They just can't seem to get their head around the idea of getting an inspection on a new RV. But let me tell you, the way the RV industry is these days, the inconsistency that's coming out of the factories, you really need to have an RV inspection. And then don't take delivery of that RV until every item on the inspector's list has been fixed to your satisfaction. So if you have any questions about that, be sure to watch my video that will give you a good explanation of why I make that recommendation for new RVs. And I'll put the link to that video in both the description of the video and in the podcast. Now, of course, there are other toy haulers that we could consider. Toy haulers made in travel trailers and Class A's as well. But we didn't cover that in the video today. I'll cover those in future videos. So stay tuned for that. But that's it for now. Have safe and happy travels, my friends. Until next time.